To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. Guided by His light we find our way. Guided by His light we find our way.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. As for the blessings of salawat and salam and durood upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a blessed hadith mubarakah that whosoever sends durood or salawat or salutations upon me one time, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 blessings upon that person. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka. Ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah, salatan wa salaman alayka ya Nabi Allah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. Honorable, respected viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, I welcome all of you to yet another exciting episode of our silsila, turning to Allah Azza wa Jal. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, today's episode will be gratitude is the best attitude. Allahu Akbar. We all know that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with so many blessings. Every aspect of our life is surrounded by the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. There is indeed no way that we can live our lives in this world without the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And therefore, in our episode today, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will be looking at various verses of the Holy Quran that will be dealing with the gratitude towards Allah Azza wa Jal. As we have mentioned, that gratitude is indeed the best attitude. And how should we show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal for all the blessings that He, Allah Azza wa Jal, has blessed us with? Dear viewers of Madani channel, gratitude is a worship of a very, very high rank. The privilege of expressing gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal is indeed a great fortune. And gratitude is the only means of multiplying the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Gratitude secures the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And gratitude is indeed the habit of the lovers of Allah Azza wa Jal. Gratitude is indeed the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And ungratefulness is the source of destruction, and it is also a hindrance in the way of attaining the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we should try to be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. We should try to approach Allah Azza wa Jal with the method of being grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal for all the blessings that He has indeed granted myself and yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the whole Quran that Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kulu min tayyibati ma razaqnakum washkuru lillahi in kuntum iyyahu ta'budun. Translation from Kanzul Iman. That, oh believers, eat the good things that we have provided and acknowledge the favor of Allah Azza wa Jal if you really worship only Him. Under this ayat-e-karima, various mufassireen and various books of tafsir have commented. Sadr al-Afadil, Hazrat Allama Mufti Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Murad Abadi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi has stated that this ayat kareema reveals that it is compulsory, it is absolutely necessary, it is absolutely obligatory to show gratitude towards Allah Azza wa Jal for the blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us. And Tafsir Baydawi, in the very same context, beautifully states that worship of Allah Azza wa Jal remains incomplete without gratitude. Allah, if there is no gratitude, then the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal indeed remains incomplete. In Tafsir Kabir, it has been stated that gratitude is the root of all worships. And Allah Azza wa Jal also beautifully states in one ayat kareema that washkuru li wala takfurun. Tafsir Khazin states in the context of this ayat kareema that what this ayat kareema refers to, that the elaboration of this ayat kareema is that thank me by obeying me and do not be ungrateful by disobeying me. Undoubtedly, whoever obeys Allah Azza wa Jal shows gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, and whoever disobeys Allah Azza wa Jal shows ingratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is also stated in Tafsir Ibn Kathir, in the authority of Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that whoever does the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal does his dhikr. And whoever expresses gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal grants him more. And whoever shows ingratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will inflict a punishment upon him. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, what are some of the tips that we can learn in order to protect our blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal that He, Allah Azza wa Jal, has bestowed us with? Remember that this life that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us is indeed a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember that every morsel of food is a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. The air that we breathe is the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. It becomes impossible for a human being to be a human being without the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. And therefore we need to learn what are some of the tips by which, if we begin to put them into practice, they can be the means of protecting and securing the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. We learn this through a very great companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who narrates that Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that if Allah Azza wa Jal grants a person a blessing in the form of a family or in the form of children and also wealth, if Allah Azza wa Jal grants a person these blessings and in return this person says, Masha Allah la quwwata illa billah, which means whatever Allah Azza wa Jal wills, the strength for good deeds only comes from Allah Azza wa Jal. If this person says this, what will be the reward? What will be the significance? How will Allah Azza wa Jal look at this person? What will happen to this particular person? Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this person will see no calamity except death. Allahu Akbar. Meaning this particular person will continue to benefit from these blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal time and again and again and again. This person will continue to reap the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal through his wealth. He will continue to reap the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal through his family and through his children. Hazrat Sayyidina Atarid Qarashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when Allah Azza wa Jalla grants his bondsmen with the privilege of thanking him, then he, Allah Azza wa Jal, does not deprive that person of an increase in the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because he, Allah Azza wa Jal, says in his glorious Quran that لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: if you are grateful, I will henceforth give you more. Therefore, viewers of Madani Channel, we have just learned that in order for the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal to increase for our benefit and for the benefit of our family members, we should always thank Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal will keep increasing these virtues and blessings that He has sent to us. Because Allah Azza wa Jal can bestow upon every human being living in this world each and everything that a human being will ever ask Allah Azza wa Jal for. But despite giving every human being whatever a human being would ask for, whatever animals would ask for, whatever any creation of Allah Azza wa Jal will ask for from Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant His blessings to His entire creation. But that will not decrease anything from the kingdom of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is why Allah Azza wa Jal is not necessarily taking into consideration how much He has given us, because His khazana, His treasure is limitless. And therefore what Allah Azza wa Jal wants to see from myself and yourself is how grateful we are, how we show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. For indeed, if we are going to show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, He will indeed give us and He will indeed grant us more blessings. The mere fact that we will show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal, the acknowledgement of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, is indeed the gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. And Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Jald Basri Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi has said that one of the supplications of Sayyidina Musa Alayhi ala Nabiyina wa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, amongst his supplications also was that he asked in the court of Allah, he requested from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, how can I express my gratitude towards you though all my good deeds cannot even repay you for the smallest of your favors? Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, how can I show thankfulness to you? How can I show gratitude to you though all my deeds? Look at the thinking of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He says that all my deeds put together, they cannot even repay you for the smallest favor that you have granted me. And what did Allah Azza wa Jal says in reply to this? He revealed, or He sent a revelation to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, O Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, by acknowledging my favors, you have just expressed thankfulness to me. Today we have many favors of Allah Azza wa Jal upon ourselves. We have beautiful homes. We have children. We have beautiful, perhaps, vehicles. We are able to put morsel of food in our mouths. We are able to see. We are able to walk. We are able to sleep. We are able to do so many things. All this are the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, by which we need to show gratitude towards Allah Almighty for. Today, you are a very successful man, a very successful businessman. Don't you ever think for a split moment that you are who you are today because of your hard work. Don't you ever look down upon other people that are less privileged, and you think that you are who you are today because of the hard work that you have put in place, forgetting the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, forgetting the fact that taqat and quwwat and the hard work that you have put to build this business was indeed from Allah Azza wa Jal. If it was not a blessing of Allah, you would not have been able to put business to where it is today. you would not have been a successful man today. Therefore, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us make it a habit of including Allah Azza wa Jal in every equation of our lives. Let us not become from amongst those people who will tend to look for our taqat and stability and firmness and growth and business and forgetting that we are who we are today because of the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala really make us from amongst those who can appreciate the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal and who can always tend to Allah Azza wa Jal with gratitude, because gratitude is indeed the best attitude. Hazrat Imam Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam humbly asked Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, how did Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam thank you for your favors? Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, you created him with your power. You put soul into him. You let him reside in Jannat. And when you ordered the angels by your order, they prostrated in front of Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Azza wa Jal replied to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and then he said, O Musa, Adam believed that all this were from me, Allahu Akbar. He believed that all these blessings were indeed from Allah Azza wa Jal. And upon this, he praised me. This is how you pay gratitude to my favors and blessings. The fact that we acknowledge that the blessings we have at our disposal, that we have at our midst today, are from Allah Azza wa Jal, this is indeed the gratitude towards Allah Azza wa Jal. For indeed, gratitude is the best attitude towards Allah Azza wa Jal. And the reason why Allah Azza wa Jal called Hazrat Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam abdan shakura. Hazrat Sa'd bin Mas'ud rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said that in the Holy Quran, Sayyidina Nuh ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam has been called as abdan shakura, which means incredibly thankful bondsman. And this is because Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever he wore a new garment or he ate any food, he would always thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Whenever he would wear a new garment, Allahu Akbar, he would thank Allah Azza wa Jal for that garment. Whenever he would eat food, he would thank Allah Azza wa Jal. And I and yourself, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are so blessed that Allah Azza wa Jal grants us new clothes many times in our lives. Whether he grants us new clothes or the very same clothes that we have, every time we put them on, let us follow the footsteps of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, that he would thank Allah Azza wa Jal every time he wore a new garment. And every time we eat a morsel of food, every time we are blessed with the favor and blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal in the form of food, let us thank Allah Azza wa Jal before we eat. Let us make it a habit of reciting the dua after we eat. For indeed, in this way, we will be counted from amongst those who are thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal. We will be counted from amongst those who possess this beautiful quality of gratitude towards our creator, Allah Azza wa Jal. For indeed, gratitude is the best attitude. And what will happen if we do not show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal? We have heard a few ayats of the Holy Quran regarding the benefits and the virtues of gratitude. We have heard various ahadith mubarakah regarding the benefits of showing gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. We have also heard the statements of various a'imma ikram and various scholars from our predecessors regarding the virtues of showing gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. But now, what will happen if we do not show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal? What are some of the harms and consequences of not showing gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal? Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, indeed, for as long as Allah Azza wa Jal wills, He, Allah Azza wa Jal, benefits people with His blessings. And when people start being ungrateful towards Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal then turns the very same blessings into a torment. Allahu Akbar. When we begin to think that the wealth we have is not from Allah Azza wa Jal, then the very same wealth turns into a torment, turns into a punishment, turns into a calamity for ourselves. When we think that what I have today is through my hard work and no one has assisted me in becoming who I am today, the very same blessing that you have will turn into a torment. And may Allah Azza wa Jal make us from among those who can thank Allah Azza wa Jal for all the blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us. Now, which blessing is a calamity and a test for us? Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Hazim Rahmatullah Ta'ala alayhi said that any blessing which does not draw you closer to Allah is a calamity and a test. Therefore, viewers of Madani Channel, we should do an introspection and try and see if all these blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us, are they helping us in gaining the closeness and the proximity of Allah Azza wa Jal? If they are, then they are indeed great blessings and fortune from Allah Azza wa Jal. If they are taking us away from Islam, if they are taking us away from deen, if they are taking us away from namaz, if they are taking us away from hajj, if they are taking us away from umrah, if they are taking us away from any aspect of our deen, then even though outwardly they may seem as a blessing, but if they are taking us away from Allah Azza wa Jal, then indeed they are the calamity from Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all the understanding, and may Allah Azza wa Jal really grant us blessings that will only gain us the proximity and the nearness of Allah Azza wa Jal. And may Allah Azza wa Jal really never grant us those blessings that will take us away from Allah Azza wa Jal. For indeed, there will not be blessings, but there will be a calamity from Allah Azza wa Jal. Amin bijay nabil amin sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Until we meet again for our next episode, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. Guided by His light we find our way. Guided by His light we find our way.